There's only a few weeks left of summer camp at the Lincoln Street Boys and Girls Club in Bloomington. About 20 rowdy campers pile into the club's computer lab.
So today what they're doing is archives.
Tabitha Kasani is the club's program director.
And it has a whole bunch of games from like the 80s and the 90s and things that like I played when I was little.
Pong, Oregon Trail, games to show kids how computer technology has evolved. The club also offers free classes in typing, coding, robotics.
It equalizes the playing field of kids being exposed to technology and getting that skill, because every job in the future is going to have a computer. Like, my dad's a mechanic, has a high school education, and he uses a computer every day.
And when camp's over and students return to school, computer science will be a new priority for schools, too. Jeremy Eltz oversees standards for the Indiana Department of Education.
So we really wanted to add computer science standards K-8, so we're one of the first states to actually do that and require it for all students to learn.
So while some states may set a higher bar with their computer science guidelines, they're just that, guidelines. Here, computer science is now required through 8th grade.
So we want to see the computer science standards embedded in English class, math class, social studies, music, things like that.
The idea isn't necessarily to teach specific computer skills like coding. It's getting kids to think digitally. By the end of 8th grade, students should understand the difference between hardware and software, know the functions of a computer network, troubleshoot certain software problems. So, Eltz says they wrote the standards loose enough to be hit in any subject, not just a computer science class.
Those should be taught across the board, not just in your science class.
All right, this is it. This is the Robertson headquarters.
Kyle Robertson shows off his room at Jackson Creek Middle School in Bloomington. The middle school social studies teacher loves maps.
I was the kid in the back of the car on vacation, like telling my parents where to go with the atlas before we had smartphones. Like, wanted to know where we were at. I wanted to know what direction we were going.
So he brings that love into the classroom.
One of the assignments that I really like is a Google Maps scavenger hunt.
Part of Robertson's geography unit.
And I give them a list of some of the things that they have to identify. And in doing so, we learn how to use Google Maps.
It's a way to teach students subject matter, also get them used to using technology. And it meets the computer science standard that says students should create products with web tools.
Like this student here, for beaches, they put like a little starfish next to it. For places they've been, there's a little star or a little balloon. And then if you click on the different icons,
a picture of the location pops up, and students write descriptions of what it is. They then turn the project in online. As technology's changed, Robertson has seen his classroom change too.
I mean, yeah, we talk, and yes, I have lectures, and we talk about how to use this technology, but I think the education is really more in the kids' hands.
He says technology puts them in charge of their own learning.
You know, the ability to research information, get your questions answered. It's the way of the world. It makes students more independent and just overall like better citizens.
And he says there's skills necessary for the jobs of tomorrow. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Peter Ballinon-Rosen.